While I focused the three challenges of this week on time, on intentionally being early, on intentionally being exactly on time, and intentionally being late, the challenges actually have little to do with time itself. They have everything to do with our mind states, our habits, and our thought patterns. They are really all wrapped up in our ego state. Time is actually irrelevant when we are living in the present, when we are mindful. Time has no meaning whatsoever other than the meaning that we ourselves attribute to it. For example, if we habitually find that we want to always be late, we may be carrying certain thought forms like, I'm a very busy person and I don't have time to wait around for other people to arrive to the meeting. Or our thought form may be, I'm a very important person, so in order to be able to assert my importance, I will arrive late to every meeting that I actually attend. I want everyone to see that I am important and I cannot attend any meeting that's arbitrarily set to start at a very specific time. Perhaps you're a person that is routinely and habitually always exactly on time. What are the feelings and thought processes that are driving that habit? Is it perhaps that you like to be seen as a person who is a perfectionist, a person who is always reliable and trustworthy, a person who cares about others because you don't want them to be waiting around just for you? Or perhaps are you a person that wants to be precisely on time because you cannot tolerate the anxiety that is associated with being early? Of course, I could go on and on with many different types of rationales that might float through our minds, whether we are early, on time, or late, but they are all connected to thought forms that really do not serve our best and highest good. Clearly, the best strategy to reduce stress is to give yourself plenty of opportunity to get wherever it is that you need to get, to plan ahead of time so that you may be a bit early to all of the appointments, but there is no stress involved in worrying about whether or not you might be late, if in fact that is a worry that you find that you oftentimes have. So the challenge this week really is to evaluate and to assess your relationship with what it means to be on time and to consider the possibility of loosening up that direct link. This will enable you to be more in the moment, more mindful of each and every experience that you are having moment to moment. Because you see, when we are focused on time, we are always thinking about the future. In other words, we are always focused on being at a place at some future point in time. That, as it turns out, is not mindful. Setting a habit so that you give yourself plenty of time and you are able to slow down and endure the pleasure of what it means to put on your clothes, to slowly walk and enjoy the walk as you enter into your car or a bus, to enjoy the journey to wherever it is that you are going without worrying about being early, about being on time, or about being late. Continue, if you will, your own self-examination. See if you might be able to cast aside some of the habits that you might have adopted over time about time so that you can be more fully and completely always focused on the moment, for that is where you will derive limitless pleasure, and that is where stress has no opportunity to enter into your body.
Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.